ओम शांति
शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची।
On the day of the Sadguru, I carried everyone's loving remembrances with myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that Baba was already waiting there for me. There was a very beautiful table set out before Baba. There is a beautifully decorated box on that table. So it wasn't exactly a box, but in the shape, the style of a box. Baba was looking at this box, and after a few seconds, Baba said, "Come, child." So I asked Baba, what is this? Baba asked me to look closer at it and open it. So I said, Baba, should I open it? And Baba smiled and continued saying, okay, Baba himself will open the box. And as Baba touched the box, the place where he had to open the box was written, "My beloved children." So Baba said, just as Baba addresses the children as "my beloved children, my long lost and now found children," this brings out a wave of happiness in the children. So as Baba opened the box, there were three layers in the box. In the first layer, there was a mixture of colors within which light was spreading out. And in the second layer, it was absolutely white. And within that white light, there was a mixture of a bit of yellow light. And on the third layer, it was completely golden in color. So Baba was showing me this box and the different layers. The first layer, there was beautifully designed images, like different pictures.
तो बाबा ने कहा, बाप ने बच्चों को अपनाया.
So by that represent, Baba explained what that was. From the time that the children have recognized the father, they belong to Baba, they've forged a relationship with Baba. And after that, there's been many different experiences that the children have attained. The second layer represented the stage that the children have developed. They've stabilized themselves in that stage and they're emerging their angelic form and they're revealing themselves to the world before the Father. At the present time, Baba is looking at two aspects. The first is, the children have had a lot of experiences and attainments from the Father, so Baba is checking to what extent have they stabilized themselves in that stage. And secondly, in the confluence age, What are the children doing to reveal, glorify the Father in the world? To what extent have the children created their perfect stage? Then Baba was talking about the third layer. Everyone was in their golden aged form, everyone was beautifully decorated and it was representing the golden aged future world. The children are preparing for the new world, they are preparing for the future, and for that Baba tells the children that within the confluence age also
golden sanskar.
You have to emerge those golden sanskars of royalty, those golden sanskars of purity. Continue to fill yourselves with those pure sanskars, golden age sanskars, and then you'll be able to easily visualize scenes of the future and experience that stage. I then saw a very large throne in front of which was a veil, a curtain. So I asked Baba, it's a very beautiful throne, so open the curtain. So Baba said, look at what Baba has done today. The children are very, very excited. Today especially, and in Pandu Bhavan, they have emerged and brought together all the advanced party souls, as you have noticed in the courtyard, with the beautiful images of all the advanced party souls. So in the subtle region, Baba has emerged all those souls who are seated on Baba's heart throne. So there is that beautiful throne, and I noticed that all the seniors, all the advanced party souls, they all emerged seated on that throne, and they were emerged in their form of being those beloved deities. Then Baba had also emerged those who are presently instrumental for service in the corporeal form, the dadis and the seniors, and they were emerged in the form of images of success. So Baba said, you children are emerging all these elevated souls in Madhuban, but those souls are already seated on the Father's heart throne. Those who are still here in their serviceable form, in their corporeal form, in their form of being images of success, Baba showed them how they are doing service and giving experiences to many, many souls in front of them, to the devotee souls. So Baba continued saying, these jewels have done a lot of effort and have brought many souls closer to Baba, and even now these advanced party souls in their subtle form are doing the service of fulfilling the thoughts, the incognito thoughts of many souls. They are fulfilling their pure desires. Baba wants to see the children remain in their original form and give powerful experiences to others. Today the children are dancing in happiness. They are beautifully decorating Baba's home. They are dancing in the joy of Diwali. Baba wants to see that while doing any kind of service, continue to make your inner efforts, stay in happiness, remain light and move along. Otherwise, according to the time, sometimes the children are very happy, but sometimes they also become a bit heavy internally. So end that heaviness. Always remember that the Father has made you belong to them. Just as Baba continues to say, my beloved children, remain in that happiness of who you now belong to. Continue to share special yoga power with other souls, share your blessings with them, and continue to ignite the light of Diwali. Baba gave lots and lots of loving remembrances to all the children. So you are doing a lot of service with a lot of happiness, so continue to be so enthusiastic, light these lamps of enthusiasm, continue to dance in happiness. And our true Diwali of the Golden Age is about to come and we will celebrate there as well. I then offered bhog to Baba and Baba gave lots of remembrances to everyone. Om Shanti.